Oh, wait, don't worry, I'm not going to start before you go. Oh, Javi's here. Take some help. Oh. What is that? You know it's better, even your own son, you bring the mishpah also leaves. Then it's like, you know, it's really, oh wait, here, no. There you go, now we can make. But, Elul. So the Tifrei and Elul's man talk about a little bit of Elul. It's in Yanei Aveda, Tikkun Amida, Stefila, Teira, Tshuva. The Ari HaKadosh brings that there's a pasuk by Ir Miklat. Vashem Inu Liyadei Vesamti Lachmokim, which means that if then there being somebody called Ritzich B'Shegeg. So Hashem Inu Liyadei, Hashem, however you understand the pasuk, we'll talk about it later in the Rashi. V'sam, Ina Liyadei V'samti Loch. Ina is the Aleph, Liyadei is the Lamed. V'samti is the Vav, Loch is the Lamed. So it's right, Hashem is Elul. So Tzarechi, and what the Ari HaKadosh means, that's, I know what it means, it's right, Hashem is Elul, but what's the Shaykh is the pasuk to our way doing Elul. So it's Yidua. There's 42 Ari Levim, right? God, that's what I thought. The Mez Ari Levim, the 42 Ari Levim, in addition to the 6 Ari Miklat, the Meish Rabbeinu was Masakin, before he went to Eretz Yisrael, or the 3 plus the other 3, there's 42 other Mekremes Ari Levim that serve as an Ari Miklat. And Milkan Subshad, if somebody kills somebody b'shegeg, somebody kills somebody by accident, not an oinus, not a mezid, not a curve oinus, not a curve mezid, maybe. But the chol apachas a shegeg gomer, a person mechiv to go to Ir Miklat, to run away to a city, there's something called the Goyal Adam. The Goyal Adam is a relative for a reshus b'chol adam, it's a mitzvah chol adam, depending on the shita, b'chus tanoim. That a person runs to Ir Miklat, a person runs to what they call the city of refuge, and over there, the Goel Adam, the relative of the person who was killed, cannot go ahead and take revenge against the person that perpetrated the murder. B'shegek. If it's amazing, it doesn't help anyway. Turn B'shegek. So it's Yidu and Sfarim HaKadoshim, the Membeis, the 42 Ari Miklat, corresponds to 42. There's one of the Shemes of the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Shem Membeis. The Shem Membeis, the 42 Asias, not 42 Asias, well yeah, 42 Asias, which are really words. They correspond to 42 Ari Levim. Each of the Ari Levim corresponds to one of the Oisis of the Shem Membeis. This is from Shlomo Halliwell one time, he was speaking on Chanukah about it. And like in Onu B'Cheyach is 42 letters. Each and corresponding, one of the beginning of each letter corresponds to one of the Ari Miklat, corresponds to one of the Shemes of Hashem. So you do also Matil Sedayim. The Shem Membeis is the Shem of Elias Olamis. A person holding one Madrega is Nis'al to a Madrega Ruchni, a higher spiritual level, Davka with the Shem Membeis. It's brought down Tzvayim HaKadoshim, that's how we wash until Sedayim before Tefillah. Even if a person's hands are not dirty, it's an Indian, even the Goyim would make a bracha on it even, to wash until Sedayim before every Tefillah. In until Sedayim, it's brought down Tzvayim HaKadoshim. The Yad is Gematria 14, you wash each Yad 3 times, 3 times 14 is 42, which is a remez, the Shem Membeis, the person is Aleph, who is Tefillah, raises up to no Madrega. So maybe that Ilui, the Ilui Madrega comes down to the Shem Membeis, and that's why a person needs it. So Chadoidi, we say Anubakoyach, and so we say it by Karbonis. After Keteris, the person is Aleph. So all the Iluim, all the Madregas, the person reaches the Vegas Vashem, and come down to the Shem Membeis. And when each ear, whatever comes out, each ear, each city is a Gilui, a different Gilui of the Rebbeinu Shalom here down the Ilum Atachtoin. It says a person runs to the Rebbeinu Shalom, a person runs to Hashem. So then he's saved from the Goel Hadam, his ear Miklat, the Rebbeinu Shalom is a Miklat, he covers everybody up, he protects everybody that runs into his place. But Lamaya says, so good, and therefore what? That's the Shiloh. Sounds like this. In life in Ilum Hazah is one big fight against the girl Hadam. So HaKadosh bring down the girl Hadam as the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer runs after us, trying to destroy us, trying to get us, trying to conquer us. We run to an Ir Miklat, one of the names of Hashem, run to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're Dovak by Hashem. There's no Mokim, there's no ability of the girl Hadam, the Yetzer Hara, the Ma'anish, the Makatrik, to go and have power over us. We run to an Ir Miklat.
We're
right, Chimshav. We're on a madrega where, and a lower madrega, we start off at a high madrega of Vavait Shem in the Olam HaElyon. Come down to this world, and the Yerid to this world makes a person befitting whatever target for the Yetzer Hara. Why is the Dav called Ritzicha? I don't know. There's many Mefarshim, but whatever. I don't know exactly why it's called Ritzicha. That's what it says. So in this world, and it says they would put Santa Choma, they would put signs to exactly know where to go to in Miklat. But comes out safe, entire life is built on this search for the Ribbono Shel Olam. This search to get away from the Yetzer Hara, to run to Hashem Yisbarach, to run to in Miklat. The whole entire life is about that, to make a journey. That search for the Ribbono Shel Olam. When I was in Eretz Yisrael last summer, so I was sitting by the Kreisel, near the Kreisel, sitting in the shade, not of the Kreisel, but of the wall behind. And I saw people, and if you go to the Kreis, you can't help but see all types of interesting people. People, backpackers, and people who shaykh the Yiddishkeit, and people there, mamish, people who never saw Yiddishkeit in their lives, and they're spilling their hearts out to the Ribbono Shel Olam, crying out to him, people swinging their arms, whatever. It's a fascinating place to be, is that the Kreis of Ma'arovi, the Western Wall in Yerushalayim. And you see this chaver, these people are searching, looking for something. Looking for a home, looking for who they are, searching for themselves. The famous Shprach Rebbe uses, a person traveling the world is finding himself. I once had a friend, an old friend of mine I called him up and I said, "How are you?" He said, "Oh, I'm great. I'm living in Guatemala now." Apparently, the number works to go to Guatemala also. I said, "What are you doing in Guatemala?" He said, "I'm living with I'm living together with a migrant farmer and I'm farming in Guatemala." So I said, "That's so interesting. Do you live with it?" He says, "Yeah, but they only speak Spanish. I don't speak Spanish. I don't really speak to anybody." I said, "What are you doing? Why are you there?" He said, "I'm finding myself. I don't know why I have to go to Guatemala to find yourself." Such a thing. People have this idea, this musik of searching and finding oneself. They go to Guatemala, they go to India, they go wherever they are. But the Maisa, they're searching. Life is one big search. And just like people who have no Shaykh Hasidish are searching, it's to all of us, to Baruch Hashem, Shemir Torah Mitzvahs, we also have to search for the Ribbono Shel Olam. The search doesn't end when a person gets to the Kreisel, and search doesn't end when a person sits in front of a Gemara. The search for the Ribbono Shel Olam is an inside above a Kama, Baz, above a Mitzi, and a Tefillah, and Shabbos, Kreishon, Smears, and Divrei Torah. And the search for the Ribbono Shel Olam is everything in life, and the Haschal of it all is this. The person has to be searching. Every single one of us has to be searching for Hashem Yisbarach, searching for that Mokar and the Gilui of Hashem, for the Shem Membeis, a Gilui of Miklat, running away from the Yetzer Hara, to be dovek by Hashem Yisbarach. And we have to search for it. And the emes is that search. No, I'll call my father. My father told me one time, once he came, I might as well quote him, is that one time we were looking, we got the Miami Herald an article about somebody named Mickey Singer. Remember this article? You remember Mickey Singer was your friend in high end college. So Mickey Singer, apparently he made a lot of money. And he had built these gigantic gardens or whatever. Do you remember this? He built whatever, I remember. I was probably 16, so it was quite a few years ago. And he built a huge garden for all the religious leaders of the world. And, you know, all the Avodah Zarahs were there. Yashka was there. Buddha was there. Muhammad was there. And whoever, Krishna, I don't know, whoever these chaver were. And a list of all the people that I was dedicated to. So as I was looking at it together with my father, we noticed that Avraham Avinu wasn't there, Meisher Avinu, and there's no Yidden, there's no great Jewish religious leaders there. So we were talking about it, it's a Dvar Pella. He's the Jewish boy, and Meisher, he became a very religious person, apparently, not a Jewish religious person, but a very religious person, and he totally forgot about Yiddishkeit, he forgot about Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the Ovis Akhtesham, whoever, Meisher Avinu, everything. What is that? Not even Herzl, Ben Gurion, Golda Meir, none of them. Never Jabotinsky even. He didn't have any of these people. So the Shaila is that my father mentioned to me that he knew so many people in the University of Florida in the late 60s that became Hare Krishnas, that became this, that became the other thing, all types of wonderful religions that Jewish boys and girls became a part of. But my father told me that if at that point in time they had a Chabad house in the University of Florida, there were thousands of people that were Chayzer B'Tshuva. Pshat is that Yidden, all of us, we look for things. So Mickey Singer wasn't Zeichet to find such a thing. But Yidden, we look, we search for Yiddishkeit, for something, for we're finding ourselves. And if we don't find ourselves there, we'll find ourselves somewhere. We have people journeys and searching. And that search should not just be for Friday people. The search could be for us too. And the search doesn't mean because I found that I'm Baruch Hashem, we're Shem Eteri Mitzvah, we learn Teiru, we learn Yeshivas, Baruch Hashem, Tamin Chomim, Avreich Ekoil, whatever it is. But Alpha Pika, there's a search for the Rebbeinu Shlom that never ends. It's constant. It's always a constant search. Never ends. And that search for the Hashem Yisbarach is only there if a person feels that they're lacking. If they're lacking the Dveikus B'Hashem, then a person searches. But a person never realized they're lacking anything, so they never search. There was a Maisa, the Chayzim Lublin. The Chayzim Lublin had many, many, many Talmidim. They say 200 or 300 Talmidim, all their Mabali Ruach HaKodesh. And somebody asked the Chayzim Lublin, asked him, what's the pshat? That you have 200 people, Mabali Ruach HaKodesh, why couldn't you daven to bring Mashiach? Why couldn't Mashiach come? Why didn't we bring Mashiach? He had so many greats, Talmidim, Tzadikim, Ovdei Hashem, Mabali Ruach HaKodesh. So they said the pshat is because by them they didn't feel the golus b'chlav. They lived in such as alus of Torah and Aveda that it wasn't a gear. They didn't feel the golus. They didn't feel the exile b'chlav. If you don't feel it, you don't daven for it. You don't daven for it, then you don't get it. By all of us, we have to be searching for Hashem Yisbach. Searching for Hashem Yisbach, because the search never ends. Hashem is Ein Sof. Hashem is forever. So the same way that Hashem is forever, that means when we're sitting down, we're learning Torah. Well, Hashem is Ein Sof. There's a kind of searching, going close to Hashem, and close to Hashem, peeling the layers away from our klipas and from our ra, from our gashmias, from our avodah zarah that we have in our minds. We push that away and come close to Hashem at every moment. That search for Hashem is the number one necessity. So Hashem inali yodav isamtil chamokim. Hashem Yisbarach says that isamtil chamokim. I've gave you a place. The place is there. The membeis of shem avayim, shem membeis. We run to those places, we run to them, but the whole search of life is a search for where is that place, where is that Shem Membeis, where is that Dveikus B'Hashem, where is that Dveikus? And that kind of search pushes us, only until we get there, could we forget about the Yetzer Hara. Every one of us, we have to be searchers, searching for Hashem Yisbarach. It's number one in Elul. The beginning of life starts with a search. I want to come Dovek B'Hashem. So how do we do that? We learn Torah, we do mitzvahs. That's what a person's Dovek B'Hashem, but the thing number one is, where is Hashem Yisbarach? That has the ping and burn inside of us and push ourselves with so much energy. Where is Hashem? Where is Hashem? We find them, we go weiter. Also, Hashem Ina Liyodai, Rashi says, Ina Liyodai is the pshat, that Hashem Yisbarach made this killing B'Shegig happen. And Rashi brings a moshul. Rashi says that if somebody killed, say Reuven killed Shimon B'Shegig, Reuven killed Shimon B'Shegig at one point in time. Another maestro was that Levi on purpose killed Yehuda. So Levi's chayv misa, and Reuven is chayv golus. But there was no Edom, nobody knew, so nothing ever happened. So Hashem Yisbarach makes it that Levi and Shimon, Levi and Reuven will go together to a certain inn, and Reuven will be down below, and Shimon falls and kills Reuven, and Shimon kills by accident. Shimon will go to Golis, Reuven will get killed, and some whatever, if I got the names right. All those people together, they all get what they're supposed to get, and everybody lives happily ever after. What it means is that accidents that happen to us in life, everything, seems to us like accidents happen. Shvach, accidents happen, disasters happen, kids go ahead and make bad mistakes, and they break things, and there's tragedies that occur, Chalila. But the tragedies that occur only seem to us as the tragedies. But Lamaisim Ikha Din for Hashem Yisbarach, Hashem Yisbarach arranges everything the way it's exactly supposed to be. Hashem Ini Liyodai, Hashem made this thing happen. What seems to be Mitzan Echa, a terrible tragedy, somebody fell off a ladder and killed somebody else, oh, it's terrible. But the Emes says in the Pnimiyah, so it's all exactly Hashem wanted it to be, because the person that was Chayv Misa, he died, and the person Chayv Golas ends up going to Golas, exactly Hashgach as Hashem. But somebody who doesn't know the back end of the story, somebody who doesn't know what happened before him, thinks it was a terrible tragedy. Mitzad Sheni, the Emes is, that was exactly what things were supposed to be. We have to live our lives without Hashgachas Hashem. Hashgacha Pratis. Every single one of us have to see every event in our lives as Hashgacha Pratis. And we say it all the time, everything Hashgacha, yeah, Avada. There's a much big difference of saying it than living it. Living the fact that Hashem, Mamish, every single thing in our lives. I had a friend of mine, David Farron. I don't know if anybody remembers David Farron. Rabbi Pravosky remembers David Farron. David Farron, he now lives in Yerushalayim. No, lives in Eretz Yisrael somewhere, in a settlement somewhere. And David Fairn was one of the all-time classic characters of the world. And David Fairn called me up one time from Eretz Yisrael, and he tells me, "Rabbi, I got to tell you a story." So what? He said that at that point in time, they're mamish scraping, they had no money, nothing, barely any food, nothing. And his wife saved up, when she was working, saved up money to buy him a new shirt. It was a nice fancy shirt, whatever it was, a geshmaka shirt. So he's walking down the street in Yerushalayim, and somehow his shirt gets caught in something the day that his wife bought it for him, and it got ripped, and it was a terrible tzar. So he told me like this, he said, "Rabbi," he said, "when my shirt ripped, I just turned around and started dancing and singing to Hashem, 'Thank you, Hashem, for ripping my shirt. I'm so happy. Thank you, Hashem.'" And then there was a guy actually saw it happen. He said, "What are you so happy about?" He said, "I ripped my shirt. I know it's Hashgachas Hashem, so happy I ripped it." And I said, "Oh, good. Let me come with me. I'll buy you 5 more." So in the store, I got him 5 new shirts. So he called me up to tell me this story. The pshat is though it seems to be a terrible disaster, if we accept things with a happy, we accept things with love, that this happened because Hashem wanted it to happen, and we're happy about it, we're b'simcha rabba, so then, you see, mamish be'inayim, their eyes, you see that the ma'isa, the truth is, there was Hashgachas Hashem. There's nothing to be concerned about, nothing to be worried about ever. And we talk about it, we talk about it, it's another madrega to live it, to live in that metzias, the fact that everything is Hashgachas Hashem. Baal Shem HaKadosh would say, in the Mishnah, I believe it's a Mishnah, says that a kohen can be roeg b'nigei, kol negoyim chutz v'nigei atzmai. A kohen is able to see the negoyim, every person, the kohen has to paskin the halacha, every nega that he sees on somebody else, if it's a nega, if it's a ras or not. So a kohen roeg b'nigei, kol negoyim, he could see all the negoyim of everybody else, all the blemishes and the whatever, of everybody else, chutz v'nigei atzmai, but he can't paskin the halacha in his own negoyim, whatever they're called, sores or whatever, those things he can't pass it on himself if it's saras or not. The Baal Shem HaKadosh explained the Mishnah a little differently. The Baal Shem HaKadosh would say, "Kohen can be rare, kol negoyim chutz." A person can see all the negoyim chutz, all the negoyim on the outside of other people, their bad midas, their bad things that they do, their laziness and their negativity and their lashon hara, whatever. He see on the outside, how? Minigei atzmai. Because he has the same negayim. Kol negayim chutz, all the negayim on the outside, minigei atzmai, sees it from himself. And the Baal Shem HaKadosh explains, the pshat is that Hashem Yisbarach arranges that the person should run into people, the bad midas, he should see those midas rise, davka, to show that he has those things, he has to fix himself. It's not Hashgachas Hashem. Every time a person meets somebody and says, "Oh, this person, what a lazy person." The reason why Hashem Yisbarach was mazvin you, a lazy person, to see is because you have to anchor the meat of laziness from yourself. If a person sees, "Oh, this guy is a Baal Lashon Hara," you have to say to yourself, "Why am I seeing a Baal Lashon Hara? Because I'm a Baal Lashon Hara and I have to fix a Lashon Hara myself." Every single thing is Hashgachas Hashem. Elul is a time to misaken that meat in ourselves. Not to look at things as mikra chalila v'chas, not to look at things as accidental, but to realize every single nekuda is Hashgachas Hashem. If we realize that, we'll live life in a completely different way. We'll live life in a much higher madriga. And after that, we can be true v'shleima and return back to Hashem. So we talk about the journey, searching for Hashem. Talk to Hashgachas Hashem. To the Maisa of David Ferrer. And the Pasuk says also, in Shema we say, V'dibarta bom. Sfar Makadoshim say, V'dibarta bom. Bom is mem beis. Arem is the shem mem beis. The pshat is that the Torah Kedosh Limud HaTorah is the emes dveikus b'Hashem. The Nefesh HaChaim say don't learn the shem dveikus, but it's metzias dveikus. The metzias of keshet Hashem Yisbarach comes after the Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah b'asmada, Limud HaTorah with tifkeit, Limud HaTorah with oneness and all the good stuff. That's what person zoichet to the Or Hashem b'toich Limud HaTorah. The Ramban says, we know the Ramban says, that all the shemus of Hashem, that the Torah Kedosh is just the shemus of Hashem. All the shemus. When a person learns Torah, that's what he's zeichet to. We can never get to the point where Bava Kama, Bava Basar, Bava Metziah, Ksubis, Yevamis, Gittin, all the Kedushin, all the Limud HaTorah is one thing, and Avodas Hashem is a separate thing. It's Shaka V'Chosef. The Rebbein Shechtam, Rosh Hashiv, he said many times, that when Hashem is that by Avram Avinu, when Hashem is told Avram, and Avram said b'me'eda, he tells him v'aditam eshelukim al harazeh, you be over Hashem. Hashem responded, you be over Hashem on Har Sinai, you be over Hashem on Har Sinai. And the Rishiv used to say over, Rabban Shechter, he probably still says it over, that what do you mean, Avadetim Hashem Elokim El Haraza? That's where they're Makabal Torah. Why does it use the Lashon, you'll be serve Hashem on this mountain, not serving Hashem, you'll be Makabal Torah. So Rabban Shechter said many, many times, the pshat is because Limud HaTorah, in of itself, is a great Avedis Hashem. People think Avedis Hashem is Tefillah, Avedis Hashem might be going to a mikveh, saying Tilim, whatever a person might think Avedis Hashem is. But the real Avedis Hashem is Limud HaTorah. A person sits in front, listens in front of a Gemara, and learns Ba'as Mada, learns our Pazit Chumash, or he learns a Mishnah, or learns a Gemara, or learns Reb Chaim, or Biskir Rav, or whatever it might be. Kol Echad Lefinyan, everybody according to his Madrega, the person learns Torah, is Davik Ba'ashem Yisbach. The Bach says, if you look in the Bach in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Bach explains a person's Kavana when he's learning Torah, how he's Zeichet to the Or Hashem, which is pulsating through the words of the Torah Tesha. But that obviously only means if a person learns Torah with Yerushalayim and learns Torah with Ahavas Hashem, with Kedusha and Tahara, and all the other Inyani Aveda, Davka then does a person's Torah shine the light of Hashem within him. The Shem Mem Beis, with the Barat Abom, the Torah Kedesh is the Shem Mem Beis. The Torah Kedesh is the biggest Gilui of Hashem Yisbach. We have to learn Torah properly without Kavana. Because if we learn Torah, you know, they say over Maisa, Pshal Gafayim and the Lovich, but say over Maisa, that they're learning Bava Kama in the Yeshiva. And apparently after Shir Kloli, whatever, Tifa Shir, and who knows, Ovis Nezikin, and the Mechayiv of all of them, and the Tadashove, and whatever. So when they're leaving the building, they're leaving the door, there's a chair, whatever, in the doorway. Somebody walked by and tripped over it. And the other bachurim, instead of tripping over it, they saw it fall, so they walked around the chair. And nobody decided to move the chair. Nobody, for whatever reason, nobody moved the chair. So Shlomo Feivel asked one of the bachurim, he said, you just learned a shir in Bava Kama. So this shir, does this chair have a din of a boy Rishus Harab? So they handled, yeah, no, you better. So it's a yavad the shir has a din of a boy Rishus Harab. So he said, so why don't you move it? It's a Barbish Hasarab, take the chair, move it somewhere else, it won't be a Barbish Hasarab anymore. He was making a point. That Limud HaTorah can't be something that just stays in our mind, but Limud HaTorah has to be something that affects every aspect of our lives, the way we think about things, the way we feel about things, the way we act, the way we treat others. Because a person learns Torah, like the Mesillas Yerushalayim says, if a person learns Torah, it doesn't affect the way they act, it doesn't affect the way they treat people. So the Mesillas Yerushalayim says, it's the biggest Chil Hashem in the world. Because if a person learns Torah and is supposed to be a person who's dovek by Hashem, and acts with midas rois chalila, acts with arrogance, acts with gaiva, doesn't treat people properly, and at the kach, that the Torah didn't penetrate his heart to the point where he's learning the sugi of a barber shas harab and can't take the chair away from the chair out of the door so people don't trip and hurt themselves on it. It's a very big problem. Remember one time the Shiva, we were walking down East 17th, and the Shiva, I forget what the Indian, I asked him something, I don't remember what it was, he started screaming at me, the Torah is not philosophy. Screaming and screaming. You got yelled at the Rishiva sometimes. The Rishiva yells at it, it's very scary. The Rishiva is a very scary, Rabban Shechter is a very intimidating individual. So he was screaming at me, Torah is not philosophy. So I said, what does Rishiva mean? I said, I don't know what the Rishiva is talking about. So the Rishiva told me, he said, I don't have a shayla for you. He said, what's the ikra of a person? Is the ikra of the person, that's walking at East 17th between K and J. No, between L and K. Elmeno Peak, whatever, one of them. So he tells me like this.
Next to the yard?
Huh? Right by the football field, as we're approaching his house. So he told me, what's the ikar? Is the ikar of a person his neshama or his guf? So I actually knew there was a trick question in there. So I don't know what to say. So I kind of looked at him like a puzzled look. He looked at me, hello? Hello? He says, what? What is the ikar? Is it the neshama or the guf? The neshama. No! So I said, okay. I knew he was going to say no. I said, no, neshama. No. So I said, the Rishiva, tell me what the ikar then is. The ikar is the tzir for the both of them together. That's what the Rishiva told me. The ikar is not the neshama, the soul, the ikar is not the guf, the ikar is the two of them together. That way it's an ultimate altar. What it means is that we can't compartmentalize our lives. So where we have our Torah lives, where I learn Torah, and I come at night to Murdik Chaburas in Esrege Shvias.
What's the ikar of water? The oxygen or the...
It's a good sushta. So Pshat is, we can't compartmentalize our lives. So I have my religious life and I have my secular life. I have a life where I learn Torah and I have a life outside. You know, when the Rishiva from Scranton was here, Bressler, is that the right name? No, the other one. Yeah. So he spoke. If anybody remembers, he spoke about when they, one time they went to a person's. I was right. I had the right name. So he one time spoke here in the Kollel, and he said that one time him and Rabbi Schneidman went raising money for the yeshiva. They went to a particular individual, a very wealthy man. They asked him for money for the yeshiva, and he couldn't see them. He said, "Oh, I'm too busy. I can't see you." So one of them said, "I would say I'd see you by mincha, but I never see you come to mincha. So I can't tell you that. Why don't you ever come to mincha in the shul?" So this person told him, "I'm not a mincha man." Everybody remember the story? You've heard the story before? So he said, "I'm not a mincha man." So he said, "What does it mean, not a mincha man?" So they hit him very strong. "Well, he's not a mincha man. The rules that he daven shacharis, maybe come from Ma'ariv sometimes, mincha, he's not a mincha. He's not a mincha man." So he one time, he came to explain what is a pshat. Because eventually this guy ended up getting caught. He was in a big Ponzi scam and he went to jail. Ponzi scam, he went to jail. So he said, "Oh, that's what it means, not a mincha man." Because what's mincha? Mincha is the pshat, the middle of your work day, you have to stop to go and daven. In the middle of working, it doesn't matter what deal you're on, your deal you're not on, whatever, you're stressing out this, you're paying bills. You stop, and you stop your day, and you go, you daven. That's mincha. Mincha is a shvira. It breaks the koyach of gashmis on a person. So when this guy said, "I'm not a mincha man," what he meant was, "I'll daven shachas in the morning, I'll daven ma'ariv at night, but I'm in business, the Rebbeinu Shlom shouldn't bother me." So therefore, this person that would officially shomer Torah mitzvahs, daven mincha, daven shachas, daven ma'ariv, he wouldn't daven mincha. Because by mincha, that means that he's bringing Hashem into his business. His business is business. Don't bother me. I'll talk to you at night. I'll talk to you in the morning. Don't bother me during the day. And good luck, Shem. That's what it means, Torah's philosophy. Where a person's able to compartmentalize and say, in this matzav, Hashem's in charge. In this, yeah, Hashem, but this, Hashem shouldn't bother me. When I'm dealing with Gashmi, I'm dealing with my life, Hashem shouldn't get involved in my business. That's what it means, not a mincha man. That's what it means, Azoivi, Torah's philosophy. Where there's a period, a separation between the guf of a person, the gashmas of an individual, and the mind of an individual. When that separation occurs, that's the eschol of all destruction. We have to realize, in our lives, the Torah Kadesh, Shem Mem Beis, the Torah doesn't just mean what we understand, it doesn't mean just I know to give psak halacha, but it means I change my whole life around. The way I think is different, the way I feel is different, the way I act is different. And we treat people good for B'nai Torah, we're Anshei Torah, Erlecha Yidin, every single one of us, at least we try to be. We have to treat people the proper way, because if we make a Kiddush Hashem, it's a big Kiddush. You know, Simcha Zisel, my son, may he live with a long life. He told me, he tells me, I always tell my kids, they have to act very nicely, because they have to make a Kiddush Hashem. If they make a Kiddush Hashem, then people are going to see you and say, "Oh, how great Yidden are, they might be Chayz of a Tshuva, they might do this." Always have to make a Kiddush Hashem. So Simcha, I came home one day, when the lawnmower guy was at my house, the lawn, whatever. And Simcha Zil comes over, "Tati, we made a big Kiddush Hashem." I said, "What'd you do?" He said, "The guy was cleaning up the grass that he cut, and we go and helped him out. You were there also. You were there also?" Yitzchak also participated, and they cleaned up some of the grass, they moved the grass in place, it would be easier for him. They were so excited they made a Kiddush Hashem. Pshat is, that's life, it's all about that, making a Kiddush Hashem. Person has to take just not the Torah that he believes. You can daven nicely, you can learn nicely in the base message, but when you leave, you don't change yourself, you don't act differently to Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, to act with the Derech Eretz, to act with Chesed, then it's all for, not all for Nat Chalila, but it means it's Chaser very much in a person's Avodah. So that's what it means. With Yibar Tabam, the Shem Mem Beis, very much Negea, Ina Liyodai, the Shem Mem Beis, Negea, the Arleviyam, Hashem Ina Liyodai, Vesam Tiloch, Yer Miklat is Elo, also very Negea, the Shem Mem Beis, Torah Kadesha, with Yibar Tabam. We have to know, we have to change the way we learn Torah, the way we approach the Torah Kadesha. Not just to be chalil, an intellectual pursuit, not just to be a thing we can say chaburis for, but it has to be something that changes our hearts and changes our minds, changes our life, changes our guf, changes our entire metzias to become emes b'nei Torah. Also, one of the ramaz they give by Elul is that there's 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. Svamak b'nei Saskar and other svam say, that the Mem days is a remis to many different things. One of the Ramazim is the Mem Sa'a Mikvah. A Mikvah is Tarf, has Mem Sa'a, 40 Sa'a. That's what Mikvah is, Metair. That has Mem Sa'a. The less the Mem Sa'a, it's not Metair. Also connect the 40 days of Yetzirah Savlad. It says that a Vlad is formed. In the first 40 days, it's a sign if it's a Zohar and a Keva, a male or a female. 40 days until the Vlad is going to be completed. So the Tzad HaShav in these two things is something that I always talk about. I try and push people on. I push myself on. Is that a person always has to have b'Eisik Nischachos. We have to renew ourselves all the time. renew ourselves means we have to have the ability to forget and forgive everything that happened in the past, all the mistakes that we've made, to get rid of those things in order to serve Hashem from new. Nachum Breslov always talks about this. Person has to mechadish themselves, renew. To forget whatever once was, forget what you were until now, but you can become a whole new person. I was by Tzvi Zilberberg many times in Yerushalayim, Eretz Kodesh. And this idea is something he spoke about so many times. That every time, every Shabbos Kodesh, and every moment really, a person has the ability to say, whatever I've done in the past is gone. I did this Aveira, this Aveira, and this Aveira, and this Aveira, and this Aveira. And most people live in the past, and they never ever would get past what they've done wrong in the past. And therefore they stuck in a rough the rest of their lives. Elo is a pshat in mikvah, and we said this many times, the Baal Shem HaKadosh says a pshat in mikvah, or one of the ideas, or mazman in mikvah. It says that the water is not a mokim yeshiva adam. A person can't live underneath the water. If a person stays underneath the water, he's going to die. So the Baal Shem HaKadosh explains that a person goes into a mikvah and he goes to a place where he can't survive. He goes in there, he's killing himself. It's as if he's killing himself by going into the water. When he comes out, he's a newborn individual. Whatever I was, how does a mikvah have the koyach of matayah to purify a person? Because the person that did those aveiros, I'm not the person anymore. The person that did those aveiros, blib in the mikvah, and they remain there forever, then the sham is gone. Who am I? I'm somebody new that came out of the mikvah. That's a mikvah's matayah, it's mechaper. That's why the Ramah says that in Erev Rosh Hashanah they need to go to the mikvah. Because the person's doing tshuva. This is what it means, because tshuva is the pshat. Who I was until now, that guy is away, he's in the garbage, he's somewhere else. Who I am is somebody new. I can start over again. Now, this about is my vort, so nobody has to accept it as being meaningful at all. I found it to be good. That it says, Lulehemanti, B'tuv Hashem, Eretz Chaim, whatever the pasuk is. Lulehemanti, Lule is a word that means, if it wasn't for this, right? If it wasn't for the fact that I had emunah, if it wasn't for this. So very often in our lives, we also very much live our lives Lule all the time. If I wouldn't have done this, then I would be great. If I wouldn't have made this wrong decision when I was 10 years old, things would be great. How many people just think of to themselves, if I wouldn't have done this, then I would have. If I would have stayed in Eretz Yisrael, if I would have stayed in Lakewood, if I would have stayed in Brooklyn, if I would have stayed in Belgium, I don't know, wherever a person might be. But people live their whole lives as Lule. If I would have done, and nobody ever lives where they are, nobody ever says where I am, whatever, wherever I am now. So now I'm going to serve Hashem and do something positive with my life. So Elul is the opposite of Lule. Because El is the pshat, that Lule is no longer an excuse. El is time for his chadshus. Prince can overuse the excuses, if I would have done this, then I would be great. And we said over from the Siva Sholem many times, Siva Sholem brings from his Zayda, the Beis Avram, that he asked his chassidim, what is the emissary, what is the biggest avayin Hashem possible a person could do? He went around the table, one of them said chesed, no. One of them said limud ha-Torah, no. One of them said tefillah, no. So finally, they weren't going to get it. So he asked the Rebbe. So Rebbe, so what is it? What is the most important of Avodas Hashem? No. Also no. The Tzvi Shalom said, the pshat is that whatever Hashem wants you to do right now, that's the mamsh, the shpitz of Avodas Hashem. Is it sometimes that means brushing your kids' teeth? And sometimes it means putting on your shoes? Sometimes it means learning Torah? Sometimes it means tefillah? Sometimes it means chesed? Sometimes it means talking to your wife? I don't know what it means, but it means all types of things. But a person very often thinks to myself, if I would have done this, then I would be gewaldic. So be gewaldic now. You don't have to be somebody else to be great. You have to always be learning to be great. You know, somebody told me, you know, I find this very often, is that somebody tells me he left Kollel and now he feels like a guy. I heard this from several people. I said, what sheikh is he left Kollel so now you're a guy? Pshat is that all of life is Avodas Hashem. Person wakes up in the morning and they say, Mayde Ani Lefanecha, it's Avodas Hashem, I have a chakras to go eat breakfast. Why eating breakfast? Eating breakfast because I have koyach to go make a parnasa so I can feed my children and wear big day Shabbos and the Suda Shabbos and send them off to yeshivas and pay tuitions. So that's not Avodas Hashem. That's a Mayde Avodas Hashem. And then I go and I eat lunch and I have to deal with this, I have this, I have emails and zachin and stock markets and I'm busy doing goyish things the whole day. So what's that goyish? If you do it the kavod of the Shem Shemaim, that's a Yiddish Hazach. It's a wonderful thing. We have to realize that our lives, everything is Avodas Hashem. Every moment that we move is Avodas Hashem. And just like a mikvah works, the Afghan person is in, totally inside of the mikvah. If a person has one little chatzitza, the mikvah is not metayah. A little tiny chatzitza, at least midrabanan for sure, the mikvah is not metayah. The pshat is that a person's life has to be obsessed with avodas Hashem. Person's life has to be from the time he wakes up in the morning, time he goes to sleep, is avodas Hashem. When he eats breakfast, he eats lunch, he eats supper, and he goes to sleep at night, it's avodas Hashem. This I heard one time from Daniel Belsky. Daniel Belsky one time said, "B'shem the Rishiv, Rabbi Shechter," he said, "By him, the 6 hours he sleeps a night is mamish the best time of the day." So he told Daniel, you know Daniel Belsky. Yeah. So Daniel Belsky said this over, and he asked the Rishiv, "What's up, Shah? Sleeping is the best part of the day." So he said, "Because when I go to sleep, if I have kavanah, I'm doing l'shem shamayim. 6 hours of pure avodas Hashem with no other pnias at all." Person learns Torah, they can learn a little bit for COVID maybe, they can learn it because it's geshmak, it's fun. Person eats breakfast the same shemayim, so it's also geshmak if you eat Cheerios or Honey Nut Cheerios for sure. Whatever. So pshat is, but if a person goes to sleep the same shemayim, that's the only kavana. So 6 hours of pure avodas Hashem, how can that mean not be the greatest day of, part of my day? Right? That's how I have to look at life. A mikveh is a pshat, every basket of a person's life is avodas Hashem from the time he says my daddy until he goes to sleep at night, and even while he's sleeping. The Bem days of mikvah, his chadshus, to renew oneself in his avodas Hashem, and we all have that ability to get rid of the lulei. The opposite of lulei is elul. The time we have no more excuses. We're so filled with excuses, always excusing ourselves for things I did wrong, for things I didn't do, things I could have done, things I would have done, but I couldn't, whatever. And elul does no excuses. Every single one of us have turned a leaf in our whatever in our lives and say, wherever I was, whatever I did last year in Tav Shin Ayin Hey, in Tav Shin Ayin Vav, I'm going to be totally different. I'm going to be such a tzaddik. It's going to be incredible. That's how a person has to approach life. So always look forward. And a bunch of times every single day. Every time a person says something to his wife he shouldn't have said. Or says something to his kids he shouldn't have said. Or he says something to the Beis Medrash he shouldn't have said. Or a person doesn't have kavanah in tefillah. We can't get down on ourselves. We should get down and say, oh yeah, I did something wrong. So what do we do now? But next time I'm not going to do it. And that's how a person has to live their lives. Next time I'm not going to do it. That's a mem yom for Yetzirah Savlad. So these mem yom. Right now we're being Yetzir, the Vlad, us, ourselves. We're new kids, we're new people. We're now being created at this moment in time. Only if we create ourselves properly, recreate ourselves, the only opportunity is a muridic opportunity. And how many people say to themselves, oh, if I could only live again. It's not just a dream, you have the ability now to live again. To throw in the garbage, everything until now, and start fresh and new. I one time knew a person that had a lot of problems in their lives, drugs and a lot of even worse things. Person, terrible times. So he came to speak to me one time about life. And Pasha wouldn't even look at me. He was so embarrassed of himself. I said, what are you so embarrassed of? He said, if you knew, Rabbi, things that I've done, you'd also be embarrassed. You also wouldn't look at me. I said, I'll tell you, listen. I said, I don't care what you did until now. We've done, you messed up, you did this, you did something wrong. And he did tackle a lot of bad things in his life. I didn't tell him that, but and I told him, but you have the opportunity now to take all the past 35 years of your life and say, you know, whatever I did now, I did, and now you can go on. And the only thing b'makiv you and you're improving of yourself is only because you're stuck in the past. You can't be stuck in the past. We have to people look into the future. What I've done wrong, I've done wrong, and I can throw it in the garbage and become somebody new. That's the kreich of a mikvah. It's the kreich of life. The kreich of Elul. The kreich of Rosh Hashanah for sure is said in Pachiditzchok many times. The person has the ability of a mikvah. Also, mikveh, we're talking about now, mikveh means it's chadshus. Pshat is that it says also that the Lashon Tikva, person has hope in life. Hope also comes from the mikveh. Hope is a pshat that I can always mechadish myself and redo myself what I've done wrong in the past. I can change myself and go in the future, change myself. Kaveh al Hashem. Kaveh al Hashem means you should look and hope to Hashem. It's from HaKadosh Shema, is used to know his previous Torah a little bit. The Ari HaKadosh says, originally the world was filled with light. Whatever that means, whatever, obviously in Dvarim Pnimiyah. And the whole world, the Hashem Yisbarach was Metzamtzim, all the oil, all the light went away, and the whole world was filled with complete darkness. And a kav of oil, a kav came down and re-brought the oil into the Choshech. And the Ramchal says, that kav, that ray of light that came into the world of Choshech, that's Lashon Kavi al Hashem. Because in the time of darkness, which all of us have, we'll have times of darkness. But the time of darkness, the ray of light that shines, the hope that we have for the future. All of us have to live that way. Hope to the future. You know, somebody told me one time, I was not speaking to somebody about this, it's Chachos Nevetz Hashem. And he tells me, you know, I don't need these shmuzim. I don't ever get down on myself. I don't get down on myself. I don't need these type of things. So I asked him a question. I said, why don't you get down on yourself? I said, how about when you're in the stock market? The guy was involved in stocks. I said, when the stock market goes down, you made a bad choice, do you get down yourself? Yeah, sure. So I said, if you get down yourself about the stock market, why don't you get down yourself about Avedis Hashem when you mess up in Avedis Hashem? I don't know. I said, I'll tell you why. Because you don't care about it. That's why. I felt bad. I said it. That's what I said. I said, the reason why is because you don't care. You don't get down because, oh, you're better than him. I don't need these things. I'm better than everybody. Are you not better? You don't care. That's why it doesn't bother you. But someone who cares, us, Avedis Hashem. If a person doesn't have fair chalila, it's a nisrachi. It's a nisrachi from Hashem Yisbach. It's a terrible thing. To push themselves and saying, you know what, by us, kaveh al Hashem, I messed up and I care about it and I'm upset about it. But afal pi kein, we prove, we grow. Tikva, we have hope. Kaveh al Hashem, the kav or the zirin to the cheshach. The mikvah of the mem yoim from Rishchesh Elul till Yom Kippur. Well, the achilis have now become the people we wanted to be and we should be. There's no lulei, there's just Elul. When I don't wear excuses, when I could have been, I messed up. No, no such thing. Talked about number one, we talked about the chippas after Hashem, the search for Hashem. And the search for Hashem is not just my friend in Guatemala, but the search for Hashem is every single one of us. When all of us push ourselves, we search for Hashem in our blat gemara, a person searches for Hashem in tefillah and davening, a person searches for Hashem when he's eating Cheerios or the Hamish and Cheerios in the morning. That's what a person does, searching for Hashem. Mamish a chippas after Hashem. Ina the other v'sanzi loch, Hashem gave us the Eri Miklat. And Eri Miklat, the Eri Levim, to search for the Eri Miklat and search and run and go through the derech, and that's all of life, searching for that shame, the shame membeis, membeis Eri Levim. And that chippas, that journey of searching for Hashem, the search is, the journey is not just for others, the journey is for every single one of us, coming close to Hashem in every moment of our lives, getting closer and closer and closer. Talk about Inali Yodai, Rashi explains that it's Hashgacha Pratis, that Hashem arranges that all the people should meet, the people they're supposed to meet, and things should happen to them the way things are supposed to happen. We have to realize in our lives, everything is Hashgacha Hashem. Every single person we ever speak to has to teach something about Avedis Hashem, and if it doesn't, then it's a big chesaron for us. Everything in life is Avedis Hashem. Everything that goes to Hashgacha Hashem, teaching us something in our Aveda. Taking a midas, taking a Aveda. Talked about Vidibata Bam. Bam is a ram, is a shame and base. Which means the Torah Kedesha. The Torah Kedesha is the Ir Miklat. A person runs the Torah, learns Torah properly, with the Emes Hamoke, with the depth of Limud HaTorah, with the Lomdus Limud HaTorah. And this depth of the Torah Kedesha changes the way he is, changes the way he acts, changes the way he feels, changes the way he loves everything in his life. And that's the type of Torah that we need to change ourselves. And we said lastly that the Koyach of the Mem Yoyim, the 40 days of Shchesh El to Yom Kippur, is the Koyach of a Mikvah. And every single one of us, we're so used to selling ourselves short and saying that I've done so many things wrong in the past. I said, lulei this, if it wasn't for this, I would be so much better. Elul is the opposite of that. All of us have that ability, every single one of us, to every moment of our lives, to push ourselves further and further and further. Greater kavanah in shman esrei, one more bracha in shman esrei, one more bracha when I'm with kavanah, and I myself chesed, and speaking something good to somebody else, and treating a person's spouse correctly, and pushing ourselves further, doing even better and better, one more blat gemara, one more line of gemara, one more mishnah, one more pasuk chumash, whatever it could possibly be. Everything we push further, we don't give ourselves in, chalila, we don't ever give in and say, I can't do anything more, we push ourselves further. The mikvah is chachos, every single one of us, renew. Only through that, we're going to be zeich attack all of us. Roshana to Roshana, Tov Masuka, a year full of Torah, Avetz Hashem, Shefa, Broch, Vatzloch, and Ruchnis, and Gashmias. Can our journey in Avetz Hashem be massacring ourselves, Lagami, till we get to the final tikkun, the Gilev Or Hashem, be Hashem, Karvimenu, Amen.